Hello, it's the muscle nerd Jeff Anderson, and it's time for Factor 5 of the Optimum Metabolics audio program, where we talk about the number of sets and repetitions you should be using for your workout program. Now, there are a lot of different camps out there expounding the benefits of various set, repetition, and weight schemes. High reps, low weight, low reps, high weight, mid-range reps, pyramiding weight, drop sets, one-rep sets, forced repetitions, giant sets, and the list goes on. Now, while each of these programs can be beneficial if used correctly, they each have a very specific effect on how muscle is developed. For example, if you were to follow the low reps, high weight program, you would certainly develop an incredible amount of power. That's great if you have aspirations of becoming a power lifter or participating in such sports as shot put, javelin, or arm wrestling. But if you've purchased this program because you're serious about getting big, and I mean really big, then I suggest you stay away from the low rep schemes. They'll do very little for increasing the size of your muscles. So what does work? Well, let me tell you, if there's one more thing that bothers me, it's listening to some full-on musclehead sprinkling his advice around the local sweatbox that can't back it up with some pure, unquestionable logic. Too many novices in the iron jungle are blindly following the suggestions of other uninformed lifters, or worse yet, the extreme agenda of some bodybuilding magazine. As you and those around you watch your whole body start to nearly pop out of your skin with your new muscle growth, you will now be the one that everyone will go to for advice. When they do, I want you to be able to give them an answer that's based on fact and your proven results. Therefore, it's important you learn the facts about how repetition count plays a factor in your growth. So, class is in session. And your first lesson is, if you're looking to increase size, you must understand the power of the pump. You know what I'm talking about. That feeling after your last excruciating rep of a dumbbell curl. That moment when you can feel your bicep bursting through your skin, and you can't help but strike a pose in front of the mirror admiring your hard work. That famous pump is really just a temporary increase in muscle size and hardness due to increased blood and water flow as it rushes to the muscle's aid faster than it can leave. But the effects go far beyond that celebrated moment in front of the mirror. That pump is like a Marine drill sergeant screaming at your body to grow, grow, grow. In response to the forced pooling of blood and water, your muscles are actually trained to expand the size and function of the muscle tissue in order to handle the increased load. The muscle cells themselves begin to thicken. The capillaries within the muscles grow in number and size to hold more fluid, and satellite stem cells split off to form new muscle fibers already pre-programmed for growth. It's kind of like a factory having to build an addition to the building to keep up with an increase in production demands. Now, in addition to the buildup of lactic acid in the muscle, you may experience this as a burn you feel after the exercise. It helps you trigger the production of testosterone and other growth hormones to begin the needed repairs to the muscle tissue. So, in the end, it comes down to this. If you don't feel the pump, you didn't do diddly for growing muscle. Now, how does this affect the number of sets and repetitions you perform for each exercise? Well, any exercise you do over and above opening your bag of potato chips will call for increased blood flow to the muscles. What you're looking for is the simultaneous muscle contraction that will put up a roadblock forcing that blood to pool up in the muscle. To do this, you'll need to work at a much higher repetition range than those looking to increase power alone. Studies have shown that you get the maximum muscle pump from working out in the 8 to 15 repetition range. To get the most growth for your valuable time spent in the gym, you'll need to stay in this zone. Any more than that, and you risk not getting enough muscle contraction to make a difference. Any less, and you'll develop strength, but very little size. So, that takes us to Optimum Metabolic Principle number 8, which is go for the pump by lifting 8 to 15 repetitions per exercise. And now, it's on to lesson number 2. In order to maximize the full benefits of hyperadaptive cycling, you must know how to manipulate the number of sets and repetitions used during your progressive load phases and your hyperadaptive cycles. Remember, during the progressive load phase of the Optimum Metabolics program, you're trying to steadily raise the stress load on your muscles' ability to recover, programming them to expect continued increases. To accomplish this, you'll add one more set for each exercise every week of this 3-week cycle, while going for broke when grunting out every last repetition to muscular exhaustion. So that takes us to Optometabolic Principle number 9. During progressive load periods, increase the number of sets each week and bring each set's repetitions to muscular failure. Now, a word of caution here. Don't follow the lead of those other uninformed wannabes at the gym you may see having a spotter help them force out a few more reps after they can't lift the bar on their own anymore. This goes beyond muscular failure. Even though the use of a spotter is recommended for safety reasons in helping you get the last rep back on the rack, don't use them to force repetitions beyond your muscle's own abilities. Once you can absolutely no longer get the weight up on your own, your muscle fibers have quit firing, and any additional forced reps won't do anything but risk injury and greatly increase your recovery time. Reach failure on your own using all of the form factors outlined in the Optometabolics program, and you've done all the damage you need to get the growth that you want. Now, by the end of the third week of your progressive load phase, you'll actually be able to feel the increased strain on your body's ability to fully recover from your workouts. Ah, but help is on the way. During the following hyperadaptive cycle, you'll quickly decrease the number of sets you perform while simultaneously limiting the amount of effort applied to your repetitions. In fact, during the 3-week cycle, you'll only use enough weight that will allow you to go 2 to 3 reps short of muscular failure at or about your target reps. So, Optometabolics Principle number 10 is, during hyperadaptive cycles, decrease the number of sets you perform and execute only enough repetitions to go 2 to 3 reps short of muscular failure. That's right, you won't even go to muscular failure during your 3-week hyperadaptive cycle. Anyone who has spent any time in the weight room bench has come to recognize when you have only one more rep left in them. However, normally this is where you would go for broke and grunt that last rep out. I'm telling you that during your hyperadaptive cycles, do not go for those last reps. Put the weights down. This will give your body the break it needs to catch up on its strained recovery efforts, forcing the muscles to grow beyond their required capacity in preparation for the next demanding round of iron pumping. Now, don't worry about thinking about how you're going to structure your hyperadaptive cycles and your progressive load phases. That's all covered step by step once you get to bonus number 1, the Optometabolics Workout Guide. But now, it's on to factor number 6. So I'll see you in the next audio session.